Radio. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, says that the country is on track for the continued lifting of restrictions.
It feels like May the 17th is going to be good, but it also looks to me as though June the 21st we'll be able to say, you know, social distancing as we currently have to do it, the 1 metre plus. I think we've got a good chance of being able to dispense with the 1 metre plus.
The comments come as he visited Hartlepool for the upcoming by-election this Thursday. Manchester United say they will ban any fans found to have been involved in criminal or violent behaviour during the protests outside Old Trafford yesterday. A number of supporters forced their way onto the pitch, which led to the postponement of their Premier League tie against Liverpool. The demonstration was against club owners the Glazer family, who have been accused of not investing in the club. And the much-anticipated finale of Series 6 of Line of Duty was watched by an average of 12.8 million people. The episode that finally revealed who H is became the most-watched episode of TV drama for the BBC in 20 years. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jack Wilfan.
Colourful weather.
It's remaining a cloudy and drizzly afternoon across much of the UK, although it's expected to clear over England this evening. Ireland and Wales will clear too, but Scotland will stay cloudy with some rain.
Colourful.
Coming up next, Colourful. Drive on Colourful Radio.
During life, your skin is subject to many conditions, leaving your skin rougher and tighter. We want to help. At Dermashack, our unique formula provides day-to-day moisture for all skin types. Our signature cream, Dermadew, is a cream that can be used for both specific areas of dry skin and as a daily moisturiser. So why don't you try our cream, Dermadew, an intense rehydration cream that leaves your skin like silk. Please go to our website, dermashack.co.uk, to see our skincare range and begin your journey into total moisturisation. Dermadew, total body cream, complete moisturisation.
Were you persuaded to buy solar panels with assurances they would pay for themselves or even make you money? If those promises haven't come true and you bought your panels in the past 6 years with a loan from Barclays, Shawbrook, Creation or Ecano, then you may be entitled to thousands of pounds in compensation. At Solar Claims UK, many of our clients receive their settlement within 4 weeks. So text SOLAR to 60777. Text SOLAR to 60777 now. You don't need a claims management company to make a claim, and if unsuccessful, you can refer it free to the Financial Ombudsman.
If you've had a cough for 3 weeks or more, and it isn't COVID-19, don't just ignore it. A cough that lasts 3 weeks or more could be a sign of cancer. It's probably nothing serious, but finding cancer early makes it more treatable. Just get in touch with your GP practice. Your NHS is here to see you safely. Help us help you.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Broadcasting across London on DAB. This is Colourful Drive on Colourful Radio for summer 2021.
He no go dancing, he no go lovely. Hey! jumping. He no go party. He no go dancing. He no go lovely. He no go jumping. He no go party. He no go dancing. He no go lovely.
Till 6 a.m. and p.m. It's Mike Shaft, taking care of business.
Thank you. follow Pam Wagyu. Follow, follow fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
Follow,
jump out,
follow
jump
fashion.
Gonna,
jump, jump on the bandwagon.
This is Colorful Drive on Colorful Radio.
Delighted to say I've got three members of Osibisa with me. You will remember Osibisa from way back in the day. And they had a massive chart hit, Sunshine Day, and other minor hits as well. I'm delighted to say they're back with a brand new album, New Dawn, and some wonderful tracks on there. Can I say hello to Angie, Greg, and Kari? Hello, guys.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Good to speak to you. Good to speak to you. Angie, tell us about the group, please.
Wow. Well, the group has now got some feminine energy inside the group. myself and the wonderful singer Faye Jones. That's a new dawn as a part of Osibisa's new era of music. Of course, you've got the veterans, or should I say legends, Robert Bailey, one of the most seasoned musicians I've ever heard, and musical arranger. You've got Kari Bannerman, oh my gosh, guitar glorious Kari. And you've got Kofi Brown, Greg Kofi Brown, a good friend of mine, who actually invited me into the group. Then you've got some young brothers, Paul and Trumpet, and you've got so many different people in the group bringing fresh angles. So it's a vibrant new start. Osibisa's here in 2021 to really hot up the summer and bring this new album to the forefront.
Excellent.
That's it in a nutshell.
Excellent. Greg, tell me, where have you been for the last, I don't know how many years?
I took a hiatus from Osibisa for about 5 years. So I started touring and doing my solo albums and stuff in Russia and Italy. So I was invited back to Osibisa to celebrate the 50-year anniversary. And we decided to do an album for the 50th anniversary and start working, you know, working the album and working as a band. And I got together with Robert Bailey and Kari Bannerman and Angie and Faye Jones, our second vocalist and BV person. Paul Bilson is our trumpet player. Shagzi Olusegun is our sax player. So we all got together, you know, to do this album. The band has been in and out of activity over the last, 10 years or 15 years, for that matter. The last studio album that Osibisa did was 2009, and that was Osiyi. So, I mean, it's been in flux. We're pulling everything together, all the energy, all the positive energies, and the continuum of the original Osibisa vibe to celebrate the 50th anniversary and to carry on to the next continuum. We need a banker to pay our dues.
Gary, let's speak to you. Tell me about your involvement with the group, please.
Really, I was just playing my music with other bands in London. After having been with OCBISA since about 1978, when, you know, things cooled down, I was with other bands, you know, minding my own business in London. And when Greg called me to say they're putting a new album together. So I said, yeah, I'm glad because a few of the other members have retired, you know, and the fire couldn't be allowed to cool down. So when he called me and said he and Robert were working on stuff and they had a new women's energy, female energy in there, I said, oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'll come and play anytime. And so, I mean, that's in a nutshell, that's what I was really minding my own business. But I'm so glad I'm back again.
Tell me, please, Carrie, about OCBISA the first time round.
The first time I met the band actually was in 1972 or so, when I was my band was backing the band on a tour in Ghana. But back in London, I think it was about 1978 when the late Mac Tonto met me and said, hey, listen, we'd like you to join the band. And it was very interesting because before then, I had always thought the band like arrange music at home and then they would come together and play and all. But I realized that the magic of the band was really during rehearsals and getting together, that the energy of coming back together for a rehearsal after a tour was where the music of the band came together. And all the music has been very much live, really, in the studio recording. Of course, with the pandemic this time, there was some live music, but we had to deal with the idea of the pandemic and work some things from computers and so on. But yeah, it's been very interesting. My time with them was really the time when I toured most, to India, to Thailand, to Kenya, to South Africa.
You saw the world.
Yeah. I left my village and went to the world after that.
Greg, let me ask you, Greg, about those old days. The success you had was phenomenal.
Yes, what we were doing collectively as a band wasn't done before, really. OCBISA was the first Pan-African band to ever exist in the world. So you had the music of West Africa, and you had the music of the Caribbean, you know, musicians. So they all came together and formed a hybrid kind of musical sound. I say hybrid, but I mean, as has been said before, highlife is the basic traditional music of Ghana, was influenced by the Caribbean kind of sound,
calypso.
And calypso was influenced by highlife,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it was a combination. It was a hybrid sound, but also a fusion, because you had rock and roll in there. You had jazz. You had traditional African drums and chanting. So it just kind of brought everything together. The initial sound was called Afro rock, but also Afro beat, you know, because of the traditional side of OCBISA. The more hybrid sound was the Afro rock sound, I believe.
And I'm going to speak to Angie in a moment, but let me just put this to you. Were you surprised by the success? Because you played with some huge names.
Last night I had a dream about Three Dog Night.
And,
wow. You know, and OCBISA, one of their big tours was with Three Dog Night, which is a huge American rock band, a pop rock band, and they did stadium tours. But OCBISA was so amazing when they supported bands that when they got on and they captured the audience's attention, any band to follow that had a hard time. You know, any band that followed OCBISA in those days had a very hard time to keep that audience after the audience seeing these mad African and Caribbean musicians just storm the stage with their rhythms and their original sound. It was quite hard to come on after that and enrapture an audience.
And the energy. That's the thing I remember about the live gigs.
Yeah.
The energy.
Yeah, the energy. It just grabbed you. It just grabbed your heart, grabbed your soul. And it was just absolutely amazing.
tell me about your involvement and how you come to be with this new version of Osibisa.
Well, it's been a real lovely pleasure. First of all, I've been in the African arts world for a few decades. So I say 48 years. People say, how young are you? And I say, well, 49, but hey. I was initially with a company was doing traditional Ghanaian music and dance. So Greg and I worked together in the past in the band, which was with a company called Ekome. And so I was versed in Ghanaian style traditional music. I like to call it classical music because we have our own forms. And of course, exposed to various other genres from the calypso and all of the Caribbean side, because I'm a Jamaican who identified myself as an African first. So I was brought into the band to add the percussion, and I had the privilege of putting a few bits on one of Robert's tracks called Big Problem. There's some chanting at the end and opening with some Panloco chants for the very beginning of the album, which just sets it up. You get the feel of some of the classical styles, and then the album evolves into all the various genres. So, yeah, I've been happy to be the first female percussionist in the band. Hey, go women. And I'm pleased to be working with everybody, because I do know Carrie for ages. I know Greg. I know the band. It's quite a few of the band members outside. We were touring in different lanes, but around the same time. So it's really a pleasure to be involved in such an amazing project.
And I hope I'm not being rude, but I don't know how old you are. You don't look old enough to have been a fan of the original Osibisa. So what do you remember of them back then?
Well, I had, again, the pleasure of actually jumping on stage and dancing, because I was initially a dancer at the Rhythm of World Festival in Hitchin. So we were in various, as I sometimes, different changing rooms. So I know Spartacus and Martanto and Teddy and the whole band, Potato. Oh, my glorious friend. As Greg knows, we were together in Ghana in 94 at Panafest. And he wanted to show Ghanaian audience that there are female drummers. Unfortunately, it's now late. So yeah, I've been around. As I said, I've been around the band. I remember the fever. I remember the heat. They were unstoppable then, and we're unstoppable now. So, you know, I kind of think I'm a good fit for the crew.
I want Amen. To go through the three of you, please, and I want you to pick and tell me your favorite track off the new album. So, Carrie, tell me about your favorite song on the album and why it's your favorite.
My favorite tune is Your Love Is Better. The reason I love it so much is that it's very playful. It's a playfulness in the whole song that I really love about it. I mean, we are serious older guys, you know, but, you know, there's a bit of a teenager still left in us, you know. So that's why I hook on to that.
In the spring,
tell me your favorite track on the album, please.
Well, I've so many good tracks on the album. But let me give you, there's a track that I wrote with Kerry called Dwala, which is our current single. And it was written in tribute to our bass player, Jean Dakoto Mandinge, who was from Cameroon, and also Manu Dibango, who passed away last year.
Yeah.
And it's just got such a feverish kind of nice dance groove. Kerry did some amazing work on the music on that, and I tried to match it up with the vocals and the lyrics and everything. But it's one of my favorite. We made the video with the Cameroon Dance Company, and it's called Dwala. You can see it on YouTube. And there's another track that is a song that I'm not singing on, but I did help to put it together. It was called Yenkita. It's a song that I tried to write in the mode of Woyaya, which is a classic Osibisa song. It was my attempt to replicate the masterful Sala Mafio, who is one of the premier songwriters of Osibisa.
If only for the children's sake. Yeah.
Angie, your choice, please.
It is very difficult to choose one, I must say. I'm with Kari and Greg on Dwala. But if I have to pick another one, because it's a little bit different and it's got a nice 6-8 feel, it's Big Problem. Robert Bailey. And of course, the chanting on the end is something to do with me. So I actually like the sophistication. All the tracks are sophisticated, but this one is a very, I would say, provocative track, and it makes you feel in a different way. You've got the four four high lifey upbeat tracks, and then you've got Big Problem, which also associates to the times we're in, but in a very musical way, you know. So I like that, Big Problem.
Dark Matter is amazing. Yeah.
Oh,
Dark,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's
you can't pick all of them, you know. You can't pick all of them.
But it's good you said that, because it's by a Nigerian artist by the name of Ola Onabule.
Oh, yes.
He wrote it.
Yeah.
And he wrote it for us. And he wrote it and gave it to us to record. And we recorded it with the Denmark Street Big Band, you know, which has members of the ex-Queens Coldstream Guards band. Mm. that played for the Queen. So, I mean, that's, and Robert Bailey did an amazing job doing the big band arrangements for that song. But as I was going to say, Dwala is our current single. Our next single is Adwa A, which is a more Afro rock song that we're known for. Mm-hmm. The video for that should drop this evening. And the following, the third single, is going to be Your Love Is Better. So yeah. Listen out for that. Well, all that coming from New Dawn, Osibisa's New Dawn
album. Let me tell you this, and you're going to think I'm picking this because you just mentioned it. My favorite track on the album is Adwa Aye, is that?
Oh,
and
what?
Go With The Flow. It's absolutely awesome. Yeah,
now, thank you.
Who's going to tell me about that track?
It's amazing because when we played that track, for the first time live at the Jazz Cafe, and nobody had ever heard of it. And people got up and started dancing. You know, I was like, what? You know, the song, I wrote it based on the early kind of Osibisa, you know, Afro rock sound, you know, that song specifically. I wanted to grab a feeling of the first two Osibisa albums, which is Osibisa and Woyaya. So, I mean, that song to me encapsulates the early Afro rock vibe of Osibisa, but it's also reflects and it goes it kind of harkens back to a little bit of High Life because it, you know, carries masterful High Life guitar, so it gives a nod to High Life music as well in the chorus.
Go with the flow, ride with the high.
How is the future looking now for this incarnation of Osibisa?
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. We got some surprises coming at you guys. You know, we got some surprises for the public. We have some big, big name people, DJs and artists that we're working with. I can't say anything at the moment, but all will be revealed in about a week, 2 weeks time. And I'll tell you what, you'll be the first to know.
Excellent.
And we're at Ronnie Scott's on May the 29th.
Oh, brilliant.
You can have a snippet of the album then live and direct with all the fire of today.
And well, that will be streamed as well. That will be streamed on the internet.
We'll look out for that. Well, Angie, Greg and Carrie, can I congratulate you on the album? Can I thank you for Osibisa back then, who were just massive? And it was a pleasure to go to concerts and see you guys. And wish you all the very best with this version of Osibisa. And I look forward to seeing you guys in the chat soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
All the very best.